I'm Carol McCorkle, class of 64, Cornell Arts and Science. I was a political science major at Cornell and enjoyed it very much, actually loved it, and have remained interested in politics and government issues ever since.
Carol, how did you happen to choose Cornell?
It was very easy. My mother was a Cornellian, and I think I grew up knowing only about Cornell. So as a child, I'd always wanted to go to Cornell.
And you grew up?
I grew up in Massachusetts, and actually in a very small small town. And Cornell made a great impression on me because it was such a large university, and I was exposed to so many new different things, new people, and I just loved it.
Great. And can you share some special memories of your undergraduate years at Cornell?
Well, I think what was really interesting for me was the fact that it was so large. I loved meeting people from all over the country and the world. And of course, I met my husband there.
And tell us about your involvement with Cornell since graduation.
Well, Mac and I came out to California in moved to San Francisco in about 1969, and we really didn't know anybody. However, we became involved with the Cornell Club, which was terrific. It was a great way to meet people. They had a lot of very, in those days, fun events. Now they're really more interesting, I think. But anyway, after a short time, Mac became president of the Cornell Club, and he actually became president about the same time Frank Rhodes became president of Cornell University. So through that, we also became active in our class reunions. We were fundraisers, and as a result of that, we just remained involved over time, and then I was asked to be one of the people to be on the founding board of the PCCW.
So why don't you say a little bit more about your involvement with PCCW?
Well, the first, I was involved from the very beginning and actually became the third chair of PCCW. And in those days, it was challenging, actually. We were there to try to represent women and women's issues at Cornell. There had been some concern in the past that Cornell, the women hadn't been as well represented. For example, we had very few trustees at that time, and of course, excuse me, Pat and Lillian were trustees, and Dale Marshall, and they were the ones that really kind of got this started. And the result has been we've ended up not only with more trustees, we've also been representatives of the faculty on campus. I think we've really done a great job, but I think PCCW, surprisingly, which we hadn't thought about initially, has been a wonderful networking vehicle for Cornell alumni.
Great. So can you say a little bit more about being a trustee, what that was like for you?
The Cornell trustee, the Board of Trustees, is really quite a unique group from what I understand from other acquaintances who are trustees at other universities. It's a very close-knit group of people with a great deal of respect for each other. I think during my 80 years on the trustees, there have been, on the board, there have been some changes, and I think having more women has impacted it and given it a little different nuance. For example, one of the things that a group of women actually were instrumental in changing is initially there were no term limits, and now board members are selected or elected for 4 years. They can be renewed for an additional 4 years if you attend and do your work. And there's really a lot of work to do. It's a really working board. Some members do stay on longer if, for example, they're chairman of the board or they're leading a major campaign or something like that. But I think the idea of having just the 8 years is very good. It brings in lots of new people, and we have so many alums that have so much they could contribute. So I think it's great to have lots of different people.
Wonderful. In addition to the term limits, can you describe any other kind of impact that having women on the Cornell board has had?
Well, I really never felt the sense of women versus men. Everybody was there working for the betterment of the university. I know one of the things I was most proud of was being on the athletic task force. And within the board, you have different, you know, task force and groups that work on different issues. And five of us did work on the athletics at a time when athletics was not appreciated, in my opinion. And that was about 10 years ago. And I think this last week, we've seen some positive results. So that was great. So the board does, the people, the individuals on the board really do make a difference. They are, they make a good contribution, but they work very hard, I can assure you.
And maybe in summary, can you talk a little bit about what Cornell means to you?
Well, Cornell has had a big impact on my life. As I said, I met my husband there. I have a son, one son that graduated from Cornell. And I think one of the incredible things for me has been the wonderful people that I have met over the years, not only just the academics at Cornell, but the relationships that you establish and throughout the world. And it's easy to pick up with friends that you've gone to Cornell with and you know, pick up where you left off. So it's been great. I think Cornell is just a unique university, provides great education, but has so much more than a lot of other places.
You know, I at the Cornell by the Bay held just last week or so, I found out that there are over 8,000 Cornellians in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yes, that is true. And I was very happy, actually. One of the things that we did when I was on the board, we established Cornell Silicon Valley and really got things going because there were so many Cornellians, but no one, people didn't really know each other. And we had the Cornell Club, but it wasn't generating the kind of response that subsequently has occurred. So I think that's been great.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything else you'd like to share or I should ask you before we...
No, I just am delighted to be participating in this PCCW event, and I congratulate all of those who have followed after me for all the great work they've done, and I look forward to seeing it continue and hope it continues with the success that they've had.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.